attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I know it's not Mother's Day officially anymore, but I've got to start by talking about mothers today. We're going to get into that. Well, of course, Mother Earth as well, you know, being destroyed by the likes of Monsanto. We're going to get to that. Welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show kicking it off. Yesterday's event, Sunday's version of Mother's Day Live. And we actually had my mom call in. I mean, what? That's how I got to do it. I'm working on Mother's Day. I have my mom call in. It was really quite an interesting interview, intriguing interview. I want to get to that in just a moment. I just want to preview where we're going because we're going to hear from Jeffrey Smith very soon. Genetic Roulette, new, revised, updated. The attacks on Vermont for passing GMO labeling laws. Also, Dr. Rashid Batar, we've got Advanced Medicine Monday. And a big announcement, as our good friend Mike Adams, a health ranger, is going to be on the Dr. Oz show tomorrow, revealing the heavy metals that are found in dietary supplements, even sold at Whole Foods. So it's going to be a shocker, but they are going to air it, and we have linked up. And we're going to send that out through everybody, the preview for that. So very exciting stuff happening. First and foremost, though, yesterday, again, Mother's Day. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. All the moms out there, if you didn't get the call in yesterday, you can do so today, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Mom called in. We talked about stuff. I was kind of teasing her because, you know, she's 80, and she's not like many 80-year-olds you know in America. She's not on any drugs. She goes out dancing all the time. She does water aerobics and swimming and things. And so I was checking in. I was like, all right, Mom, it's Mother's Day. Let's see how you're doing. Come on, you're sneaking some drugs behind the scenes, right? You're just not telling me. She's like, no, I'm not. I don't have any pains or aches. I'm doing fine. I'll work out with my dancing, make it a little sore, but she recovers, okay? And then she proceeds to say, I don't even have a doctor. She's 8. I don't even have a doctor. How many 80-year-olds don't have doctors? Isn't that great? I think it's great. And then beyond that, she went on to say, you know, I've been having this problem with breathing a little bit, breathing problems, shallow breathing. And I've been working with her for a lot of years on that. You know, she'd be calling, we'd be talking, Bryonia Alba, let's help your liver, do some different lung remedies. And she says, but I'm still breathing shallow. So what does she do? She goes to this live expo in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. She connects with this Korean yoga guy, evidently this Dahn Yoga, D-A-H-N Yoga. And so Mom says, I'm not, you know, let's say 80-year-old, you're having breathing problems. Don't you go to the doctor and say, Doc, give me a drug, give me something, steroids, whatever. My mom, no, not a chance. She takes up yoga at 80, Dawn Yoga. She's doing an hour and 15 minutes every day of Dawn Yoga, and she's breathing deep. She says, I've cured my breathing problems by breathing. I mean, how cool is that? And I, you know, I'm bragging about Mom right now, but I get kudos, props. What are you going to say? Anybody that's 80 that doesn't run to the doctor for a drug when an ailment hits, calls her son, or in this case, goes to a new form of yoga and starts doing that every day and now is breathing fine, that's a living example. Love you, Mom. Congratulations. Thanks for sharing that on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, it'll be up on the RS Bell Media Channel a little bit later if it isn't already there. You can hear that Mother's Day interview with my mom. Also, you can get her book. It's quite a journey that she's taken from Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors, linked in the show notes. Now, there's a big to-do in Vermont. They were the first state in the nation to pass a mandatory GMO labeling law with no strings attached. Inevitably, the Monsantos of the world biotech industry is not liking that, and they are evidently going to sue in federal court, the state of Vermont. We need to get updated on that. We need to see what's up with genetic roulette. the Institute for Responsible Technology, and there's no better guy to update us on that than the man himself. Jeffrey Smith is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey!
Hey, Robert Scott Bell, I'm excited to be on your show. How you doing?
Man, I am so pumped up. I was bragging on Mom, and you know Mom, she dances. She does the West Coast Swing, and she's very fit at 80 on no drugs, and I was talking about the fact that she was having breathing problems. She took up yoga just now at 80, and she's breathing again.
It's fantastic. By the way, I got to tell your listeners, I know Robert. I know Robert Scott Bell, and I've met him outside of the studio. He's the same guy who's on the air. He's the same enthusiastic, warm guy that knows a lot and is very caring. I just want everyone to know that.
I'm much quieter in person, aren't I? A little bit quieter.
But if I hand you a microphone, though, everything changes.
Yeah, I know. It's like zap. I get zapped by something. It's like, what happened? Who is that guy? Anyway, Jeffrey, good friend, and appreciate all your efforts. And you're much beloved in my audience and certainly from the Natural News crowd as well as listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, a health ranger, gives a shout-out to us right now. Jeffrey, major updates, major shifts taking place. We've talked about consciousness changes. You know, we've been ready for this. Sometimes it looks like it's going so slow, but then there are major leaps that occur that are not covered appropriately in the mainstream news. And so we need that update desperately.
Okay, I'm going to start with the good news. There's a lot of news. There's controversy. There's ways that we've gained ground, lost ground. There's international things popping all over. You mentioned Vermont. I interviewed some of the political leaders and have been involved in that for 11 years, and I can give you a very comprehensive update. But I want to give you the big picture good news right up front. We are actually in an incredible window of opportunity now. We have never had such an opportunity to kick GMOs out of the food supply in the United States as we have right now. And this is not based on requiring politicians to pass any bills. It's not requiring Obama to bail us out. We're facing the coming tipping point, and the tipping point is when the food companies realize that using GM ingredients has become a marketing liability. They will lose sales to their non-GMO competitors if they continue to use GMOs, and they will have to get rid of it. Now, what happened on April 27th, 1999, is a tipping point occurred in Europe because of a lot of coverage on the dangers of GMOs. Unilever publicly committed to stop using GM ingredients. The next day, Nestle's said they're going to stop using GM ingredients in Europe. And then within a few days, the rest of the food industry followed. The tipping point has kept GMO direct derivatives out of foods in Europe since that time. The tipping point was achieved against bovine growth hormone in the United States around 2006, 2007, kicked out by Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, Danone, most American dairies, because consumers didn't want to take it because the milk has an increase of a hormone linked to cancer. Moms didn't want to use it. It was kicked out by the food companies, not by the FDA. Last year, Robert, we got a tipping point in the natural products industry kicking GMOs out. There's about 16,500 products that have been verified as non-GMO. They're listed on our shopping guide at non-GMOshoppingguide.com. Or the iPhone application, Shop No GMO. It's totally free, Shop No GMO. And there's about another 6,000 products expected to be verified by the end of the year. And the bulk of those are sold in the natural products industry. And in the natural products industry, Whole Foods president last year in March said when a product becomes non-GMO project verified, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. So this is what we're talking about in terms of a tipping point. The companies realize that if they don't become non-GMO, in this case non-GMO verified, they're going to lose sales to the competitor who is. Now, and here's where what I've been leading up to, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Cheerios, the original brand, Grape Nuts, the original brand, soon Smart Balance, Ben & Jerry's, soon the Target home brands, all of these will be non-GMO. And some already are, some are going to be. And these are the test cases in the aisles of Walmart and Safeway and Publix. These are the test cases in the conventional food industry which will determine the future. It's interesting that 100 years from now, when they look back and say, what protected the genetic integrity of our ecosystem, it may arguably be the increased sales of grape nuts at Walmart.
You know, some form of free market capitalism. I think what you're bringing up here is very astute. Obviously, you've been at this for so long. And it talks about working smarter, not necessarily harder, although we're working hard as well on this issue. In that ultimately, you can pass all the laws you want, even to label as such, but until the consciousness shift, the tipping point of the people saying, we don't want this, that makes it more expensive to keep it in a product than it is to remove it, you see that power, more powerful than any kind of law against or for something.
I agree with you, and the thing is, the political issue is highly unstable, and I've seen that firsthand. For example, I was flown to Poland by the Polish government to give a press conference with the Minister of Environment, praising their non-GMO stand. 1 week later, a vote completely changed the government, and a pro-GM government was put into place. I was in Bangkok lobbying and providing information to the ministers on the dangers of GMOs. They passed a ban on GMO field trials. 1 week later, they had a different government that was allowing field trials. I can go on and on. The political solution is not stable.
Right.
But as we just heard, in Europe, the market solution has been stable for 15 years, even though the European Union and its so-called FDA, the European Food Safety Authority, those are pro-GMO. They've been infiltrated by the biotech industry. But there's nothing they can do to get Nestle's and Unilever and McDonald's and Burger King to start selling GMOs in Europe.
All right, Jeffrey Smith is with us this hour, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be careful if you invite Jeffrey to your country, the government may be toppled. But it doesn't matter because the people are speaking out, and we're going to overwhelm the biotech industry's artificial creation to overwhelm us. All right, stand by. There's lots more good news to happen with Jeffrey Smith, and you can check out Genetic Roulette. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Genetic Roulette, although I do want you to see the movie, if you have not already. This is a phenomenal film. It's only getting better with each update that Jeffrey Smith puts to it. We've got links to that as well as the Institute for Responsible Technology in the show notes, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN, then heard around the world, rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Down Under in Australia. I think there's news Down Under as well through Digital Radio 103. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on with Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey, we got lots to do.
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you a roundup, actually. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Roundup ready crops. Most genetically engineered crops are engineered to be sprayed with Roundup herbicide. And Roundup's active ingredient is glyphosate. And Monsanto is the producer of the Roundup ready seeds and the Roundup. And they have been lying to us, can you believe it? For years, saying that Roundup is safe, it's as safe as table salt, you can drink it. It turns out, according to some doctors and scientists, it's probably the most chronically toxic chemical on the planet. And it was just found in mother's breast milk. So, we need to talk about what Roundup is doing and how to avoid it. And it's not as easy as you think, because Roundup Ready crops, well, those are the GMOs, and we can get rid of them. But Roundup is also now being sprayed as a ripening agent on not only the Roundup Ready crops, but actually over 100 different varieties of different crops, including sweet potatoes, potatoes, sugar cane, citrus, lentils, wheat, barley, rye. So it gets absorbed into the crop, and then we eat it.
I'm not following this. Jeffrey, a ripening agent, was that part of the patent, that it's a ripening agent, or is that like an off-label use?
It's I don't think it's patented for that. It basically kills the plant and it forces all the energy into the seed and then makes it easier to harvest, mechanically harvest. And it was just the subject of a published peer-reviewed study. There's been a huge death rate for acute kidney failure in these plantations that use Roundup in Sri Lanka, in Central America, and they figured out that the Roundup glyphosate molecule smuggles arsenic into the kidneys. And the way it works is glyphosate is a chelator, so it like hugs these trace minerals and minerals, and when it hugs them, it gets through the liver and gets up into the kidneys, where the acid of the kidneys then breaks the bond, and now you have two toxins that can kill the kidneys, the arsenic and the glyphosate. And so Sri Lanka tried to ban Roundup, but under pressure it became a partial ban. And it's there's a huge, I mean, the death from these kidney failures is up to 25% of the male population in certain areas that are working in these plantations in Central America. And I had been hearing about it and looking at the relationships with that and Roundup for some time, but now there's published studies. Another one looked at it that also related Roundup to the growing gluten sensitivity. So if you or someone you know has gluten-related disorders, go to glutenandgmos.com and tool around there for a while. You'll see one article there by Samsel and Seneff, which links glyphosate, Roundup, hand in glove with every known symptom or physiological change that they could find related to gluten-related disorders, including celiac disease. So that's been exploding in the U.S., and the explosion is in part correlated with the increased use of Roundup.
Well, Jeffrey, also the increase in blood pressure ailments in America, it's just epidemic, because the kidneys have everything to do with regulating blood pressure as well. So if they're hampered and harmed in this way, we're going to see more blood pressure issues.
Not only that, but the genetically modified corn, when fed to mice, changed their kidneys in such a way that it could implicate blood pressure issues. And if you look at the charts, the blood pressure increase in the U.S. correlates with the increase in the use of GMOs and Roundup, both together. We also see the autism link. It's interesting, and this, we may have to cover this one after the break, but there is an amazing correlation between the use of GMOs and Roundup and autism. And one of the authors of this paper, she was an expert at autism, and she could tell you exactly why kids were having the symptoms that they were having based on the physiological changes, but she couldn't figure out which environmental toxin or group of toxins was causing those changes until she went to a lecture by my friend Dr. Don Huber, who is an expert at Roundup. And when she heard that, her life changed.
Wow. Well, we're going to be at the Autism One Conference again. Jeffrey Smith has spoken there as well, but we're going to be there 21st through the 25th, and we'll certainly be bringing more of this information out as we broadcast live from Chicago then. But we got more with Jeffrey Smith. He's not going away that quickly. GMO updates like nowhere else in broadcast media with Jeffrey Smith right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Bell. Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right. Next hour on the show, we got Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll be together also at Autism One. And Jeffrey Smith is on with us this hour, a good friend. And since he kind of revealed a little behind the scenes about me, I get to do that now for him. Jeffrey Smith, besides being a great dancer, a kind man, and a good friend, is the most not only laser-focused on achieving a goal, but he can see all the nuances. And it's like the kung fu master of taking down GMOs, Monsanto. He can see far into the future. Where we might see a few minutes, he's looking decades. And achieving the goals that we all are in agreement with here, with Jeffrey Smith, is something that the Institute for Responsible Technology is pushing on. And we're going to take note, because we're going to tell you how you can contribute and help out through responsibletechnology.org. But stand by for that. Jeffrey, you continue to amaze me with what I see that you see. And I just go, whoa, if I could do that, I'd probably fall over it so much.
Well, thank you, Robert. And I tell you, we do have a future plotted with proper funding. We have a 5-year plan to stop GMO food and feed. And we can tell you approximately when the food will be tipped and when the feed will be tipped and what needs to happen. And so now we're recruiting support for that, because we helped engineer the tipping points that occurred already in the natural food product sector, in the bovine growth hormone and whatnot. And the amount of of responsiveness in the United States has been huge. I mean, the number of people that say that they are avoiding or reducing GMOs went from 15% in the U.S. in 2007 to 25% in 2010 to 39% in 2013. And non-GMO labeled products were the fastest growing category for sales increase of any health or wellness labeled product in 2012, second in 2013, and it's still going strong. So it is a trend that is that could completely overtake Monsanto and the biotech industry, and they know it, and they're getting desperate. They have upped their ante. They're attacking me more. They're attacking others more. And they did something recently in France where they got one of their scientists assigned to an editorial board of a major peer-reviewed publication, the Food and Chemical Toxicology. And this, they got their man in after it published a paper by Dr. Seralini and his team showing that when rats were fed Roundup at very small levels, they had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage. And the amount of Roundup was well below that allowed in the drinking water in the U.S., and they were feeding the animals the Roundup in the drinking water. So this was alarming. They also found the same results in rats that were fed the Roundup-ready corn that had been sprayed with Roundup, and they also found the same results when the rats ate the corn that had not been sprayed with Roundup but was genetically engineered nonetheless. And so whether it was the corn that was genetically engineered or the Roundup that was sprayed on it or both, massive tumors, early death, and organ damage. And when Monsanto got its man into the editorial board and put tremendous pressure, they retracted the study more than a year later using criteria that has never been used to retract a study. They said, oh, it wasn't conclusive enough, but investigators showed that dozens of other papers put out by that same publication using that same criteria should also be retracted. And it violated the international clauses as to what constitutes grounds for retraction. So there's been thousands of scientists who say that they are completely against this retraction, and they're calling for a boycott of the publisher of the Food and Chemical Toxicology. Now, Roundup turns out, if we were just to finish the points that we made before the break, Samsel and Seneff, these authors that I've interviewed, they link Roundup with cancer, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, reproductive disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, autism, asthma, allergies, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. I mean, name your poison. It goes on. And it's a very unique molecule, and it does so many things wrong. It kills beneficial gut bacteria. It blocks the beneficial bacteria's ability to produce L-tryptophan, which blocks the production of serotonin and melatonin. It can poke holes in the walls of the cells in the gut. It can damage the microvilli. It can be an endocrine disruptor. It can block detoxification. It's an antibiotic. It can cause changes in the hormones. And it is so pervasive in the environment, it's found where I am in the Midwest, in the air samples and in the rain samples and in the water supply. So in order to avoid it, we recommend eating organic.
Yeah, going organic, growing your own food, finding heirloom seed varieties. You know, obviously we need to bring agriculture more local because this, the fact that it's gone international has allowed these international biotech giants, I call these artificial creations of the state with no allegiance to any nation or state, ironically. They're willing to poison for profit. And inevitably, they are going to go bye-bye. They're just in those death throes, the struggles to survive. In the meantime, how many people can they take out with them? We want to minimize that damage or eliminate it altogether. And Jeffrey Smith, our good friend, is doing that every day. Lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes this. And I'm thanking you again for doing that. Now, we've got to go around the world a little bit. There's news out of Hawaii. There's news out of Australia. I hear Oregon back in the States. There's stuff going on. I don't know how to hit it all.
Well, let's take a trip. In fact, I'm going on a trip to Hawaii next Saturday for 2 weeks. Poor me. Hawaii is a hotbed. It turns out the biotech industry bought up old plantations and have flooded the area with experimental field trials of new GMOs as well as growing out the seeds for existing commercialized varieties. And there's been reports of widespread disorders and diseases in the areas near the plantations. In fact, a school had to close its doors one day and send most of the kids to the hospital. It was downwind from one of these plots. And so the Kauai County Council did have passed a very important law saying, you need to tell us if you're spraying a toxic chemical, and you need to tell us what that chemical is, and while you're at it, tell us where your GMO crops are planted. And so now the biotech industries are suing the Kauai County Council for passing that law recently. Also, the Maui County is now putting together a ballot initiative to eliminate GMOs as a moratorium. Kauai is doing the same thing. The Big Island County Council just banned GMOs. So it is like, it is a hotbed of legal back and forth because those islands are at risk as a result of these GMOs. If we move to Oregon, we have two counties there that have a vote on May 20th to ban the planting of GMOs, Josephine County and Jackson County, and then in November, the entire state votes on whether to label GMOs. Now, banning GMOs has already taken place 2 years ago in San Juan County, Washington State, and a few years ago in two counties by ballot initiatives in California, and two by county council ordinances. And there's also cities that have banned the planting of GMOs. So it's a very, very important fight, and we're going to be seeing the bigger fight on labeling, and that follows what happened in Vermont. The governor just signed the labeling bill that will require products that contain GMOs at over 0.9% to be labeled as such starting July 1st, 2016. And the government there knew that they are probably going to be sued if they passed the labeling law. And then sure enough, they have actually created a fund for people to donate to help the state fend off or pay for the legal fees against Monsanto or the Grocery Manufacturers Association. But I interviewed, and you can find it online, I interviewed two of the politicians who were the heroes in the fight in Vermont, and I've actually met them in 2003, stayed on the floor of the living room of one of them, and have been watching Vermont lead the way since then, passing the first state regulation on GMOs back in 2004 and more since. Now, if we go overseas, Australia has a precedent-setting court case still being decided. An organic farmer, Steve Marsh, growing canola, was contaminated, and his contaminated organic fields were decertified, could not be sold as organic. He lost a lot of money and is suing his farmer neighbor who planted the GMO culprit that contaminated his farm. No one has done this before. For years, organic farmers could sue if there's spray drift, but no one has sued for pollen or seed drift. So this is precedent setting.
Yeah, it is, because he's also, Jeffrey, it's interesting because rather than targeting an unlimited pocketbook like Monsanto, you're going after someone who's using a Monsanto product, and will this guy go to Monsanto and say, hey, can you protect me, or will Monsanto let that farmer hang in the wind? I don't know what's going to happen there.
Yes, they sort of went back and forth on that. They said they protect, and they said they didn't. I'm not sure what the last thing was, but it's very interesting because it's a logical court case. Contamination has occurred all over the world. In fact, farmers who were contaminated with a rice variety in the U.S. sued Bayer Crop Science and got $750 million in the last settlement. But that's not an organic single farmer suing a neighbor. That's suing the seed producer. So this is a totally different precedent-setting case. Now, courts have also been very active. In Mexico, the court said that the approval to plant GM corn in the state was illegal. They had to go through the proper evaluation, so they banned the planting of GM corn. Mexico, of course, is the center of the diversity for corn genetics for the world, and so planting GMO corn would just make the contamination of the indigenous varieties worse than it already is. The French courts upheld the French government's ban on planting GMOs. Same thing in Italy. So we have a lot of courts upholding political announcements that there's no GMOs on my watch in my neighborhood. Now, a top Chinese leader has just published an article in China saying we have to look at the Roundup Ready crops, the Roundup soy that we've imported and are feeding our entire country with. The Roundup in that soy may be related to the widespread increase of many diseases and disorders. So the fact that this was published in a mainstream, very prominent location really makes it a very important kind of potentially trend-setting article. And China has paid attention to some of the issues that we have put out that the U.S. government has totally ignored. For example, I believe that they're aware of a new entity which was associated in high concentrations in crops that were sprayed with Roundup, and that entity, which is a ultra-microscopic entity, is related to miscarriages and infertility.
Jeffrey, can you stick around for a few more minutes with us?
Yes, I can.
All right, Jeffrey Smith, our guest. Check out responsibletechnology.org. Do you want to put your money in a place where you will get that return on investment? That is the elimination of GMOs. That's the group. That's where you go. We've got Jeffrey Smith. We're going to wrap it up. If we have time, we'll get into the exploding head syndrome as well, which may also be linked to GMOs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
All right, we talked about Jeffrey Smith visiting your country, and somehow within weeks the government changes. I'm thinking the Kingdom of Hawaii is about to return because Jeffrey's heading to Hawaii. And actually, I'd like to see that shift. The Kingdom will take care of the state that could be the country again, probably better than it is right now. But we got other things that are happening. The big question, Jeffrey, what can people do? How can we help? That's the big question.
Well, there's a lot of action going on right now. In fact, May 24th, there's a march against Monsanto, and you can go out and enjoy a day on a Saturday around the country. Last year, there was 52 countries involved with more than 2 million people. So to find out a march near you, go to March Against Monsanto, with hyphens in between the words, .com, and you'll find local events. Now, in addition, our Institute for Responsible Technology at responsibletechnology.org has plans to create the tipping point quickly. And so, first of all, sign up for our free newsletter and stay informed. We'll be announcing shortly a speaker training you can take online. We've taught close to 1,000 people. I'm redoing the speaker training and making it easier and more powerful. It'll be in June, I believe. And then we're also going to be letting people know about our Tipping Point Network. We have close to 10,000 people organized in over 100 groups around the country to get together for events and showing films, etc. And so go to responsibletechnology.org, sign up for the newsletter, and if you want to be a speaker or an activist, there'll be ways to sign up. Now, one of the things that we're doing to drive more sales for non-GMO products in mainstream supermarkets in order to turn them into a liability so that it'll force GMOs out of the market is we're targeting the five most receptive groups in the country to our message. And one, of course, is moms, because children are most at risk. And if you hear the stories of moms who've taken their kids off of GMOs, it's an amazing. We see so many things behaviorally, grade point average, as well as a lot of diseases and disorders that they describe. Now we're getting bombarded with pet owner stories, dogs and cats, stories from both the pet owners and veterinarians. So that's another group. The healthcare professionals is another group, and by the thousands, they're prescribing non-GMO diets, and of course, the chronically ill who are suffering from diseases and disorders related to GMOs is another. And the final one is the faith-based community, many of whom believe GMO really means God, move over. So we are bringing the message to those who want to hear it, and all we need is a little bit more support financially to create this tipping point that we're on the road to create.
Yeah, you've heard me call them GMAs, and that's genetically modified abominations from that perspective of man playing God and being completely irresponsible. Even if you believe we're the steward of the place, is it to run roughshod and dominate and genetically engineer it? Clearly, with the health results, all humans, animals, plants, I mean, you can't stick around and say, yep, that's it. That's godly to do. That's my opinion. But Jeffrey, also genetic roulette, a great way to introduce your friends and family members. Maybe if they haven't been plugged in and they want to sit down and watch us, they can even do it online.
Absolutely. It turns out we've tested it, and it's the most efficient and effective tool for converting diets. So within the hour and a half, people are ready to buy our non-GMO products. In fact, there's a 60-minute version now that we just released on DVD that's being sold through Whole Foods stores this month, and that's been very popular because it's easier for people to get through. But even whether it's 60 or the about 90-minute version, usually by the time the credits roll, most audience members have decided to change their diet. So in the last year and a half, since it won Movie of the Year and Transformational Film of the Year, what I've been hearing is, I saw your film, changed my diet, and this is what happened to my health or the health of my pets or my horses or my livestock or my kids or my patients. So it's a very, very exciting time that so many people are getting it.
Oh, man. Jeffrey Smith, you are my hero and my friend. And next time you go to Hawaii, give me a heads up. I'll join you.
All right. I'll be there on Saturday.
Oh, man. Everybody, our listeners out there, go out and see Jeffrey Smith. Give him a big hug. And, of course, do the right thing and throw out the biotech industry from those beautiful islands so that they cannot be corrupted any further. And, Jeffrey, again, God bless you. Thank you for doing all that you do.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Remember, everybody, go to responsibletechnology.org. If you want an organization that you actually support that gets things done, they have got it laid out. We support them wholly and completely here at the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And, you know, we'll have to go to this exploding head syndrome perhaps a little later. Maybe Dr. Bitar can cover that with us. Super Don, stick around for that. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar. We got Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to talk about MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome again. Is it a virus or is it a toxin? Yeah, that's the question. Also, EMF field disruptions, more discussion about GMOs and health. Kids on ADHD drugs so they don't smoke. Really? That's what they're doing now? All right. Thank you, Jeffrey Smith. He reminded us the God's honest truth that the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.